You got your pen or your phone to type? These words came this morning. We're going to pray about it. Settling for more in the present moment. Settling for more in the present moment. Now, these words are to position you for the spiritual transfer that the Holy Ghost wants to make in our lives in this season. Settling for more in the present moment. In other words, stop dealing with the past. Stop worrying about the future. And take care of the present moment. Let the Holy Spirit take care of the present moment. This way you're going to shake your mind from trying to run you and bring fear and all kind of stuff. Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Whoever leading prayer, I can read that in a few moments. Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Outstanding present moment faith. Outstanding present moment faith. We got to stop going in the future and stop going back in the past and recognize right here, right now, in your present moment is where you make contact with God. See, the present moment is so important. As we pray this morning, you're going to see in this six verses how powerful you already know faith is. And so you're praying about the present moment, the things that I have to share with you again this morning, almost in the body of Christ, virgin territory, about angel, about a large portion of your spiritual life have been left out. A large portion of your spiritual abilities has been left out. And you'll see changes almost immediately if you follow instruction. All right? All right, who reading? You got Hebrews 11. Okay, go ahead. Daughter, read Ephesians 3:20. Add that to Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Selling for more in the present moment. Not the past, not the future, but right now. Ephesians 3:20. What is the first word in Hebrews 11, 1 and the first word in Ephesians 3:20? You better look at it. I want everybody to look at it so you know what's going on here. You can't be in tomorrow and you cannot be in yesterday. You got to have ears here today to hear what the Spirit is saying to you and receive. You can't be in the past. You can't be in the future. You got to be in the present. In the spirit world work in the present. Both words. You see how powerful those scriptures are? But they both begin with now. So I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you've been through. I need you to be here now. I promise you, if you be here now, you're going to get your answer. Don't let nobody or nothing distract you. Stay present, all right? Put that back on the board, son, that word God gave us. Everybody got that word? Or y'all need to write it down. Don't be up in here and let these words slip past you because they're carrying something for you. These words are packing for your life because we've been praying about this service, praying about you. So these are not just saying that we're saying. It's a selling factor here. And your life will improve today. My life, your life, all our lives. You accept it?
Yes, sir.
All right, so this present, the present moment when the praises are singing, just like when we're praying here is important. When the praises are singing, it's important. Those songs are not just to jazz you up. Those songs are saying something about God and about your present moment. All right? It's a lot of deliverance in here this morning. And I sense in the spirit world a lot of peace. Some things that been disturbing you going to be removed and erased by the Holy Ghost this morning. All right? So this last 2 minutes, just think about it. We're talking about now. And every word in the song, get ready for it. Enjoy yourself, but receive. I want you to receive. We're not just coming out here. You understand me? A lot of hours been put on this one moment. I don't want you to waste it, all right? Go ahead and pray that last 2 minutes. Woo! Come on, pray them some more. Hallelujah. Come on, praise them some more. Lift your hand and praise them. Glory to God. Glory to God. My goodness. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm at church today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to let nobody shout in my place. I'm going to shout for myself. Hallelujah. I think I'll let y'all sing some more. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, y'all get ready for another song. I'm going to make a few announcements that I think need to be made. I'm not much on announcement, but... to prepare your heart, let you know a man just hit me on the shoulder and gave me a check. He said he needed $100,000 last week, and it showed up. Dear Apostle Thompson, thank you for your message on activating your angels. I commanded my angel to bring me all that was stolen from me. I came home from work yesterday. There was a letter from the last company I worked for. They said they owed me, and I read it. It's $844. But I read 844,000. Twice I read the letter twice, and I read 844,000. So much more to come. All right, they are sending me a check this week. Thank you, Jesus. My angels are working. Thank you so much for this word. I was ignorant of my angels working for me. I was ignorant of my angels working for me. I also want to thank you for your integrity.
A few weeks ago, you said we should seek a local church to attend, not just to watch your broadcast. I quit watching some other media ministry because I felt they didn't think a local church was important and just wanted our view. I know that you're obeying the Lord and not about getting money from us, but to us. I love watching you on YouTube. I feel the anointing. I will continue watching your message and to sow. Also thanking God for open doors to local church for me. I believe because of my connection with you, listen, you better listen. I'm debt free. On my own house and paid cash for a brand new car. This year, I'm a housekeeper at a local hospital. Watch now. May he release and raise a 12, he released a $12,000 more a year. Well, this is a miracle being a housekeeper. A housekeeper took out $12,000 more a year. I contribute this to the mantle on your life. I know you are a true apostle. Thank you again for the word of the Lord for obeying, even with persecution. I also had miracles recently in my body. Some very bad symptoms left. By truly meditating on the word as you have taught, also another family member just got saved and is on fire for God through meditation on the word. Thank you for truly preaching the gospel. Also, the Lord did speak to me on one day while watching. I asked, why are your son so anointed? Well, we just tested a little of that this morning. That big boy singing, that's my son. He said it's because many a time they had endured people coming against their dad and what he teaches. Because of this, they have so much awe. I really appreciate them. About 3 years ago, I shared my testimony of how angels saved my life and many other lives. About 3 years ago, I was driving an 18-wheeler. I was close to an 80,000-pound driving 65 to 70 miles per hour on my way from Los Angeles to Arizona, traveling on Interstate 10 when I lost my eyesight. I went blind. When my sight came back, I was in the median between east and west. Praise God, no life was lost. And the only damage to my truck was a little piece of my front bumper was damaged. So while she was blind, the angel became her eye. I got from Ron and Denise. They're driving here and a car come on their side of the street. And Denise screamed. Probably closed her eyes. She was driving, I believe. Screamed, and the Lord moved the car, and they came on the church. So I want you. We got a word from the Lord this morning. What that word was? Put that word on the board. Put it on the board, boys. Y'all can get it. Because I want you to recognize, huh? Selling for more. You who are here were not at prayer meeting, I want you to put this in your phone or on your pad. Selling for more. Look, that is on the board. In the present moment. Selling for more in the present moment. And then you got the scriptures you can read tonight when you set aside the bed or whatever to get it down and read it tomorrow and get it down in you. These are powerful things that the Lord is doing. Also, I want to let you know that our prison ministry is getting people saved. Uh-huh. How many prison y'all going to? How many y'all going to now?
What's that, sir?
How many prison y'all going to?
We're in four.
In full prison. How many y'all doing it?
It's 34 people in prison ministry.
34 people in prison ministry present. Also, I want you to know that my son and my granddaughter made a presentation to mom and I on the other day about youth, about ministering to young people. Man, this thing gonna be so powerful. They put it on the screen at my house and they explain it one phase to another. And they had a budget. They were talking to me about some things they needed to get. And after I look at it, I said, no budget. These young people are so important, and we have to protect them with love, with revelation, and understanding who they are in Christ so they can stand their ground no matter what come up. And I'm parent and grandparent. I'm not talking about no minute stuff, small stuff. I'm talking about powerful insight, powerful transaction that's going to take place with your children. They're getting it ready. It's going to go worldwide. We've got churches connected to us, hundreds of churches connected to us. But when I sit there and I watch it. I know how, I look at that young girl there, them young people there, how you all need to know really who you are. When they go out there and try, when you go to college or go to school, they try to tell you something else. You say, no, you're not talking to me. So we're going to fortify these young people that they know their divine right, not just a church member, but they're going to have revelation and they're going to have anointing in their life from these sessions. I'm telling you, you all back them up when they say they're going to have these classes. You all make sure you get your children and your grandchildren out there so they can get it. I don't know, up to the age of what, Montreal? What?
12 to 19.
12 to 19, yeah. I'm telling you, some 20 and 24 need to go. Maybe some 74. But that's two aspects of the ministry that is going on. The prison ministry, those boys getting people saved left and right. I know they're ministering to them. I didn't know that many was involved. Is it 30-something, right? Yeah, that's pop. That's Paul. Hold your hand up. Where y'all at? Hold your hand up. Wow. Back here? Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. They're involved in the prison ministry. I tell you, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. That's a lot going on. That's two things, the prison ministry and the ministering to our youth we're working on. And we got, how many, where's Chantel at? How many, people we supporting around the world. You got the name of them? Who knows? What?
Jewish Boys.
That's a Jewish. That's a Jewish voice, right? Yeah, we supporting Jewish people because that's what the Lord said. Moisés Ship.
Christ for all nations.
Now these are people we are supporting. What about Billy Graham? Samaritan Place, we're supporting them too, right? Yeah. So these are things that you sowing and you tithing, and these are things we're putting out in the spirit world to help other people. Amen? And guess what? We're looking for more. I'm looking for, I pray about it all the time, looking for more people to help because of the ministry. We're able to help a lot of people. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
lift your hand and praise the Lord. We're going to sing one more song. Go ahead.